And Brad Gray is joining us from Racing New South Wales. Morning to you, Brad.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. I noticed that the rain is tumbling down, so a few of these tips with that in mind.
Yeah, look, it's meant to clear, as Neves has told us, but we're in the soft range now. So, look, we've been waiting for a bit of rain, Brad. We can't bag it.
No, that's right. It's a welcome relief for a few of us out there.
Righto. Where are we going to start with the first of your trio?
Yeah, we're going to start in the staying race at Randwick, Destiny's Kiss, and it's no surprises. The rain has been tumbling down this morning, and his price has been tumbling too. I've already seen him $9 in a $7.50 this morning. The punters have been quick. That's on the back of the Sydney drenching. So you'd notice that 12 of his 16 wins have come on soft to heavy tracks. He's such a consistent old horse. 4 lengths off Big Duke in a St. Ledger last week. That reads really well, I think, for this race. He lumped 60 kilos. And although he's only a small horse, he is a proven weight carrier and he's rock hard fit. You'll notice that his last 3 wins, he's carried 59 kilos, 59.5 and 59 again. So if there are any chinks in Odds on Pop Allwood's armour, and that's potentially getting out the 2,400 metres for the first time on a wet track too, I think this is the horse that could take advantage. Another interesting pattern in his form is that in 13 of his 16 wins, they've all been in fields of less than 10. So that gives him a chance to stalk the pace as opposed to getting too far back in a big field and he has to kind of duck and weave. He gets his chance to just rip down the outside. So, yeah, I think he's a good price at the $7.50, even though he has been backed.
Yeah, $7.50 and $2.80. It's a field of six, as we know, but we know how good he is on that rain affected. So that's race four, number one. Your next is in race five over the 1,400.
Yeah, it's King Darcy. I think he's a really underrated horse, and he's another that'll really appreciate the sting out of the track. Tim Martin's been particularly clever with his preparation. He was back before the spring, then he's had 9 weeks off to skip the carnival, and now we see him here again. I thought his first up run was good, blew out the cobwebs, 1,200 metres. He got back and found the line nicely. And the theme of his last couple of preparations is when Adam Hieronymus is booked, it generally means King Darcy means business. So I'd expect him to roll forward. He'll probably have Peacock, maybe Improvement for company. So there's not too much pace. He'll get his chance, and 1,400 metres is his pet trip, winning 3 from 4. And the miss, he actually ran second. So perfect race for him tomorrow. And the biggest tick, as I said, is the wet track. He grows a leg with the sting out. And I don't think that $7 will last. So I encourage the punters to jump onto Tab and have a bit of the $7.
Hey, even $6.50. Someone's had a nil. You didn't jump into the $7 and take it, did you?
Jeez, they're quick, aren't they?
It's now $6.50, King Darcy with Tab fixed odds. That's race five, number three. And you're expecting in the feature race, the Niverson, for a bit of a swap around in the Ron Quinton horses.
Yeah, that's right. So Daisy Doom. When I first looked at nominations, I thought to myself, geez, I really want to oppose Ronnie's two mares here back to 1,200 metres. But once I had a dig into the form, she's just such a classy mare. $5.50, I think, is a good price. She's the sharper of the two, the other one, of course, being Dixie Blossom. And she's won dropping back in trip before, which I think is significant. It was 1,400 metres back to 12 with 3 weeks break. But it does give me some confidence that she'll handle the mile back to 1,200 metres, especially with the cut out of the track. So a horse like Diddums won't be able to pinch too much of a break on a rock-hard, firm track. Drawn five, Andrew Atkins should be able to have her in the first couple, stalking that horse I just mentioned then, Diddums, who does look the hardest to beat. However, you look at the benchmark ratings, and Diddums is 18 benchmark points off Daisy Doom, but under the set weights and penalties conditions, only gets a kilo off. If you transfer that to a handicap, that's 9 kilos. Mm. So significant advantage for Daisy Doom. She's the class runner in the race. I think she's absolutely airborne, and I think she can win this before heading south and tackling the mire.
Yeah, the Meyer Classic for sure. So it's at $5.50 at the moment, Daisy Doom. So looking at Brad Gray's tips for Randwick tomorrow, race four, number one, Destiny's Kiss. Well fancied now with the rain around, now into $7.50. Race five, number three, King Darcy at $6.50. And race seven, number three, Daisy Doom, currently at Tab Fixed Odds at $5.50. Hey, Brad, enjoy it. As we say, there's a rain around now, but it will be no rain tomorrow and a cloudy day. So not a bad day to get out to Randwick and enjoy the day. Thanks a lot, mate.
Yeah, no doubt. Good luck to the punters out there.
Brad Gray joining us from Racing New South Wales, as he does every Friday at this time.